stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. It's February 22nd.
Friday.
It's a short month and it's almost over.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, February just started. What is this?
I know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Before you know it, it's going to be the holiday season again.
No. You watch. Stop.
Well, this morning I had to get up early because they came to replace our floors. Mm. They're putting wood floors in there. And, man, what a hassle to move the entire living room over to the dining room and back and forth and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it'll be cool, you know, because I'm sick and tired of carpet, you know.
Right.
It's just, it gets dirty, and after a while, it's just gross, you know.
Right.
And, you know, wood floors are just a lot easier to maintain, and I think it looks nicer, too.
Good. I know. Wood floors, I think, are gorgeous.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it depends. And, you know, we picked kind of a darker color, which is, it looks classier, you know, than the light ones. And, but we'll see, because the apartment is really bright and stuff, so we'll see what that does to it. But I hope it doesn't get too dark in there. It'll be cool. So I'm so not used to getting up at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh yeah, I can't believe they came that early.
Yeah, well.
Was it because you had to move everything?
Well, yeah, they were supposed to arrive at 8:00. They didn't get there till 8:45, but
they never get their own time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And you know, we've got some like wall units that are extremely heavy, and we managed to move them somehow. I don't know how, man, but we did. So it's not fun to do it while you're living in there, but what are you going to do, you know?
Right.
So, because I'm staying there for a while.
Exactly. Well, are you going to stay there for a while?
Yeah, I'm going to stay there for a while. I love where I live, so that should be cool. How are you doing this morning?
I'm kind of hungover.
Yeah,
I will not lie. This face does not lie. It contorts in many different ways, but it does not lie.
Well, you dressed nice today. Is this from last night? The clothes from last night?
No, I was wearing a gown last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we went to Oscar events.
Wow.
Which, by the way, I'm really upset because we went to, I don't care. We went to Renee Simlax event, and it was an Oscar event at the W in Westwood. And it said it was a beauty styling lounge. Okay, when you say that, that is, you know, gift suites. You know, you and I go to gift suites all the time. We get free shit. It's great. Or like, you know, the Wild Brothers. Just amazing.
Right.
We went to this, and when I showed up, I had this feeling. They were like, there's no check-in, and we ran out of gift bags. And I'm like, that's weird.
Wow.
So I get up there, and I'm like, oh, my God. Because I've been to one of these events before where it was this bullshit they, like, pulled.
Really?
And you have to – it was, like, 50% off clothes or 20% off clothes, not free.
Right.
And I'm like, what kind of style lounge is this crap? I'm not paying for this. You're insane. You know? Then we went to the bar, and you have to pay for drinks. Pay for drinks.
Really?
I'm sorry. I'm not used to that.
What kind of a fucking gifting suite is
that? Right? I'm like, yeah, I'm not used to this. You want me to pay for drinks? This is weird.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, this place is a shit show. This sucks. So, regardless, I, you know, got a couple things for free, which is cool.
Did you? Good.
Yeah, I talked my way into it.
Was it worth your time?
Huh?
Was it worth your time?
No, but one of my good friends came and, you know, we got some really good photos. So that was worth my time for that.
Yeah.
You know, and then we went to this other event that was like this black tie gala, which, you know, kind of, I mean, we got there late, so people were leaving. Because whatever, we were at the other event, but whatever. And there were photos everywhere, like releasing. I got my photo. That was cool. And we had fun. You know, we make the best of whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
When we got there, there was like not many people there. It's just weird. So, I mean, given it was like over at 11 and we got there at like, I don't know, 10 something, 10:30. I don't know, like that. Whoops. Yeah. But anyway, so then we went to Sayers Club after, which is the speakeasy that I think I told you about before. So that was pretty cool. Got pretty shit canned. Don't remember much.
Really?
Left my car in Hollywood.
Blacked out?
No, I didn't black out. I just, I was just drunk.
You just don't remember much.
No, wow. I just remember the cab ride home, really. That's where it got funny.
Well, at least you took a cab. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I left my car in Hollywood.
Did you?
I do not condone drinking and driving.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
Doesn't.
Chances are you're not going to get to your destination.
No.
You know?
You'll wind up in a tree or a ditch or in jail.
Yeah.
None of those are where I want to be.
Yeah. No, alcohol doesn't go with driving very well.
No.
Yeah. Now, smoking pot, on the other hand.
See, I do not. No, I do not agree with that at all.
Why?
I don't because, well, when I've smoked pot before, which was when I was younger, I couldn't. Like, I would see a tree in the middle of the road.
Really?
Yeah.
So it made you, like, really fucked up. I mean, it's not like...
Yeah, this is why I don't like it. This is why I've never, like, I don't like pot at all.
Yeah.
Because I like to be in control of where I am. Like, for example, I know this sounds ridiculous,
Well,
but
you see, I feel more in control when I smoke pot than alcohol.
But why? Because, okay, let me explain.
Because I don't get that fucked up. I think that's the problem, you know? I can totally function on it and stuff. So driving is fun, you know? And
it affects
it's not
me like crazy. And that's the thing is, like, with alcohol, at least I can eat to sober up. Or I could puke if I wanted. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm sober all of a sudden within, you know, 15 minutes.
Right.
Whatever, half hour. And with weed, you just have to wait out. And I'm not cool with that.
Yeah, but an hour or two.
I feel trapped. Deal, you know? I feel trapped.
Do you?
I feel like, oh, my God, what if I want to sober up now? I just like to be in control more.
Yeah. So everybody's got their own poison, you know? I mean, what can I tell you? You know,
no, it's each his own. I just, for me, it's like, I can't. No, I'm not.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You know, if someone does get really fucked up, then they shouldn't be driving at all, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, when you're used to it, it's fun, you know? and you focus more than you would otherwise, I'm telling you.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're trying, because you're trying harder?
Maybe.
I don't know. I think
it's easier to focus, though.
It's funny, though, because when I'm drunk, I can either be really silly drunk or people don't know. They think that I'm not, and I'm like, I hide it well. I can hide it very well.
Really?
If I'm in public, you won't know.
Right.
Like, if I'm in a nice event... You won't know.
Right.
You have no idea.
But in your parties, it's not hard to tell.
Well, no, because I'm having... That's my place. Like, I don't care. You're at my house, and if you don't like the way I'm acting, then don't come. It's simple. But if I'm in public, it's different.
You're able to control yourself.
Right. If I'm in a big event that's like, you know, whatever, then it's a way to behave and present yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'll have no clue that I'm completely obliterated. I'm still having a normal conversation with you, and it may go deep.
Right.
Then, you know, then those... that are my close friends will know that I'm drunk because I'm going in a deep conversation and I'm trying to be like analytical. And then you're like, it's something you would do, I guess, when you're high.
Right.
I do that when I'm really drunk, when I'm trying to pretend that I'm sober.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I could hold a lot of alcohol, you know, as much as you do.
Right.
You know, but you're into drinking. I mean, that's what, you know, that's your poison. Like I said, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
it's fun.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
It's just I don't like putting anything else into my body, even though, like, I don't know, alcohol is not the best thing, but you know what?
But it speaks your language,
it
right?
It does. It does. It really speaks my language, especially Honey Jack. I don't know what I would do without Honey Jack.
Yeah.
All right, let's just, it sounds like an alcoholic right now. Let's just change the subject. I don't really need to do that.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Yeah.
So do you have any big plans for the weekend?
Well, the QVC party is tonight, and that is always a big fun event, so definitely going to, I think, do that.
QVC event, what do they do there?
You know the QVC party, or the QVC channel?
Right.
So they have a really big event tonight. They do it every year for the Oscars. It's at the Four Seasons. Just a really big, huge event, like huge names go, and they have hors d'oeuvres and, you know, served, and it's good. It's like, actually, there's big platters. It's really good food. And a lot of people go to the event. And then our good friend Dave is having his premiere of his film Hansel and Gretel in San Diego on Saturday.
Wow. So, you know, there's another Hansel and Gretel right now, and people are going to be confused, you know?
Well, there's two, and the one that's out now, and it's funny, I think they're both with Lionsgate, which is weird.
Really?
I'm not sure if, why. His is with Lionsgate, I'm not sure if this one is or not. I feel like it is, but anyway, this Hansel and Gretel that is out now is the the Witch Hunters.
Right.
Which looks awesome.
Right.
So, and then Dave's Hansel and Gretel is the 420 witch.
Right.
Which you would like.
Yeah.
It's more of slapstick horror.
Right.
So it's like comedy and horror in one. Laura Flynn Boyle plays the witch. Excuse me.
Oh, and, really? So they got a big name.
Yeah, and what it's about is the witch lures children in with the weed, and then she takes their skin to use as the wrapper.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Sounds incredible to me. Can't wait to see.
Right. But, I'm excited. It's, you know, a big movie for them. It's their first big deal for, you know, it's with Lionsgate and whatnot. So I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it opens in San Diego? And
well, the premiere is this weekend in San Diego.
Okay.
On Saturday.
Does it open wide? I mean,
I think it's select theaters, I believe. And then I know it's DVD.
Right.
So I'm not exactly sure where or what.
Yeah.
I guess I'll...
Well, they probably make some money from it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's an honor to, you know, have a film out. And then they've got a couple others coming out. So
that's
he's doing
true.
Really well.
Yeah. And you see, that's the thing with the indie films. I mean, you can make just $1 million and still make a lot of money.
You know? You can... Well, you know, and I've done a film before that was a lower budget. Like, we call $1 million films lower budget. So I've done a film before that was in that range. And... we didn't make much off of it.
No.
That's okay. It wasn't my money.
Other people's money. That's the way to do it.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I wanted to be the one to market it and do all, and I did help a lot. I did so much for it. But then the director got weird and was like, I'm doing it my way. And I'm like, you know what? Then okay, don't listen to me.
Yeah.
So...
There you go. You got to listen to the director, man.
No, you got to listen to the producer, which was me, and I would have been able to make money
if
you listened to me, but they didn't. That was
You produced it?
Yes.
Wow.
Anyways. So
look at you, Miss Hollywood, here.
I hate that, being called that, ever. But you know what? It's funny. It's like being around the events and Oscars and going out. It's like, here's the thing. I am me, and I am never going to change. But I will say that I start noticing I may become a little more brattier.
Yeah.
Yes, when I'm around these people.
Really?
And it's like it rubs off, and that's not good. And I don't like myself that way.
Wow.
So that's why I kind of like choose to not do all these events.
Right.
Because it's just it irritates me.
Really? So you feel you become like them?
Yeah. Not
really.
Not like them, but it's like it. I notice my attitude becomes a little more snootier.
Wow.
Or like brattier.
Sort of fit in with all the other
stuff. Like I caught myself last night doing it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, don't do that. Why am I doing that? That's not me. That's just that's horrible.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Wow. Well, what
I have
can
no
I tell
filter.
You?
That's the
no
problem.
Filter, huh?
No.
Well,
I don't know.
That's a way to do it.
Anyway.
Yeah. So in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a guest calling in.
Yes.
And from the Gate, right?
Yes.
And
the Gate Community. I think it's thegatecommunity.org, I believe.
Okay. So we'll find out from him what it's about and everything, so we don't have to spoil the surprise here. And we've got some great guests coming up next week, the week after. I see you got some reality show guests and stuff like that.
Should be, big mix. Well, because for charity, that Reality Rally is coming up, and it's 200 celebrities that participate in the amazing race around Temecula, which all goes to Michelle's Place Breast Cancer. And you know how I am about, you know, charities. So got to give back.
You like them, yes.
Got to give back.
That's true. You got to give back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, people need to donate to my account for that event, which I will post later on.
Yeah. Oh, you need donations?
Yes. Mm. I need to raise money.
Oh, yeah, that's right, to sponsor you kind of a thing, right?
Yeah.
In order for you to qualify or something.
Our guest is calling me on my cell phone.
Really?
So
maybe he's not, maybe he can't get through or something?
Maybe I didn't. Do you want to try calling? I'm going to show you.
We can try. I think you gave me the number, but I erased it. So hold on a second.
Here's call this one.
Okay. Hold on just a second.
I don't want to say it on air.
No, it's okay. Let me just fix something here.
I'm just going to, you know, entertain you all with some music.
Yeah.
While we're on hold for a second.
So we're going to call him?
Yeah, I guess because he's calling me. Maybe I texted the wrong number.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a top number there?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me...
Well, I couldn't really hear him on the phone, so right. It wasn't like I could understand the number.
Okay. Okay, so we'll call him.
By the way, I watched Jeopardy the other day for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, Jeopardy's cool. I love that game.
I love playing that game, or like, well, not playing it, but watching it and then shouting out the answers beforehand. Yeah. It's him when he answers, even though the answer's weird.
Okay. I hope he answers. Maybe he won't recognize
me. Engineering.
Yes, good morning. This is Sam and Brigetta. You were trying to call us?
Yes.
Yes. Good morning to you.
I never got a text from you guys.
That, you know what? It's I texted you, so I don't know what it's, but it doesn't matter. It's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. We've got you on the line.
I could have mixed up the numbers. Who knows? But anyways, okay. Glad to have you on the line.
Yes, thank you.
Sure.
So tell us a little bit about what it is that you do and the...
We're about the gate community.
The gate community, right.
Yes. So have we started?
Yes, yeah. We're on the air.
We're on, yes.
We're okay. On the air.
You know, I never got an email from you, so I didn't know. Is this a live show?
Yes.
It's a live show.
It's yes. Live. Okay, all
yes.
Right.
Yes, there you are. So all people right. Are hearing you now.
All right, thank you.
Sure.
So GATE is an acronym that stands for the Global Alliance for Transformational Entertainment. And it's an organization that I founded along with actor Jim Carrey and author Eckhart Tolle. And the vision of GATE is transforming the world by transforming entertainment and media.
Hmm. Sounds interesting. So,
well, go ahead. No, I was going to say, and that is huge because people, you know, look to entertainment industry as examples, like setting examples, you know, for the rest of their lives and whatnot, like for whether it's fashion or music or whatever's in. So I think it's definitely great to have huge players like that to help, you know, change the world in a way. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I know this, you guys, you put on several events a year. I believe there was one recently. Tell us about what happens at the events and how you guys reach out.
Well, basically, we have a number of annual events. And as you suggested, a couple of weeks ago, we had GATE 3 and the GATE Transformational Story Conference 2013. GATE Transformational Story Conference is a little bit more like a workshop, and we teach people about transformational story and just, you know, what is the nature of transformational story, why is it important, why is story important, how can story help change the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a variety of presenters and performers who, through their own prism, if you will, teach people about story. It could be story through the eyes of a poet, story through the eyes of a cinema professor, story through the eyes of a singer-songwriter, etc. One of our presenters, Dara Marks, actually wrote the book Inside Story, The Power of the Transformational Arc, and we consider it to be the textbook of understanding what transformational story is and why it's important. Right. The evening event, and that was a daytime event, by the way, the evening event, GATE 3, is more celebratory, where we celebrate the various creative expressions of transformational entertainment media. So, you know, we have comedians, we have musicians, we have people who have particular ideas about the nature of transformation, perhaps related to socially responsible investments, any number of different presenters. I think we had between the day and the evening events, we had about 50 presenters and performers.
Wow.
And I think we had about almost 4,000 people attend the two events.
Wow, that's amazing.
Wow,
yeah.
That's really great.
So how did this come about? How did you decide to start all this?
Well, I actually didn't decide, but it was more, I like to speak of it in terms of an emergence. It was something that emerged from within, the idea for it. I don't take credit for it. It just, you know, it emerged, and I helped give expression to it. And I suppose it has its roots going back to an event, not an event, but I was on a meditation course in 1976 with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who perhaps is best known as the guru for the Beatles.
Right.
And I was learning to be a teacher of transcendental meditation. And one evening, Maharishi was giving a lecture on the nature of the artist and the scientist.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, when he spoke about the artist in the way that he did, I was so amazed at what he was saying that I asked, they had videotaped his presentation, and I asked them if I could, you know, watch it again that evening. So I stayed up pretty much all night, and I watched it like two times, and I took notes. And, you know, the impact that his statements about the nature of the artist and were so, well, impacting on me. I believe that was kind of the seeds of Gate. I believe the seeds of Gate were planted that evening. And, you know, if you look at it, the artist, and I use that term in the broadest and deepest sense of the word, an artist or artists have always been the way showers in our culture and many other cultures.
Right.
And they've always been the ones, whether it's a poet or a musician or an actor or an actress or a fine artist, anyone in the arts basically expresses a higher sensibility of life.
Mm-hmm.
And shows us that there is more than perhaps what we experience on a day-to-day basis.
That's true.
So the artists have been the way showers. The artists are basically the storytellers in our culture.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, the stories that we tell ourselves go a long way toward influencing just how we develop as a culture, as individuals, as a culture.
Right.
And I think it's safe to say that many of the stories we've been telling ourselves in recent decades simply no longer work for us,
right.
That we need new stories for a new world. We need stories that express who we've become, but perhaps more importantly, who we want to become and even need to become in the world.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Well, this is very interesting. You know, I mean, it's original, I think. You know, I mean,
absolutely.
I haven't heard of anything like this before. And
I think it's phenomenal that you started something like this because, like I was saying before, you know, the general public looks to celebrities, you know, for all different types of things. And not, I mean, people try and do a lot of charity work, but it's not as much... you know, and they do their best, but it's not as, no one's done anything like this, and I think this is huge, and I wanted to help spread the word. That's why I wanted
to
have you
on. Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, I'll mention, and I think you're right. I believe you're right. A couple of interesting things happened, if I may share with you,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
That showed me that what we're doing actually has an influence beyond the spheres of entertainment and media. One of the presenters that I invited to attend, to present it at the Gate Transformational Story Conference, was a fundamentalist Christian. And the reason I invited him is because I said, you know, if Gate is for real, we have to be about being all-inclusive. We can't exclude anybody,
mm-hmm.
even if they have different viewpoints from ours.
Right.
So I happened to, well, not happened, I intentionally set out to meet somebody from the Christian community who was, you know, an advocate of entertainment media for the purposes of helping the world. And I found this gentleman named Scott Nearing, who wrote a book called You Are What You See. And he happens to be a prominent film critic in the faith-based, you know, community. And he is a fundamentalist Christian. And I called him, and I introduced myself, and I said, Scott, could we have a conversation not focused on religion, but rather on what I think we might have in common, what we might share in common. And that is, I think both of us want to help make the world a better place. And he agreed. So we entered into a dialogue, and I ended up inviting him to speak at Gate. And I was a little bit hesitant, and he was a little bit hesitant, but he came and he spoke, and he sent me the most beautiful email after, explaining how much the event had impacted him, how it had actually transformed him, and how he felt that the Christian community could learn a lot from us about being more inclusive.
Right. Mm.
So
yeah.
We built that bridge, and we want to continue to, you know, he and I want to continue to explore this and see if we can help create more bridges of this type.
Yeah.
And another story, I also invited U.S. Congressman Tim Ryan.
Oh, wow.
To speak. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but Congressman Ryan, he's one of the congressmen from the state of Ohio. I don't know if you're aware of this, but he has called for a mindful nation. He believes that everyone should practice mindfulness meditation to help reduce stress in our country and restore balance.
Right.
And as far as I know, he's the first politician
to come out with
that history to actually be that obvious with it. So he spoke at GATE, and now we're into a very deep dialogue with him about GATE and how we can work together in the political community to help bring about more transformation. So it turns out that GATE, even though it's focused on entertainment media, it's actually more of a multidisciplinary approach to transformation.
Right.
I think that's just absolutely incredible. So where do you see you guys going from here, and what is your goal in the next year?
As a matter of fact, we have what we call the GATE Leadership Circle, and it's composed of about 50, 60 people who are really responsible for helping to birth GATE in the world. And we had a meeting yesterday, our first meeting after our recent events, to basically do a post-event review, but mostly to focus on where we want to go. And now that the organization has momentum, we are going to focus on getting a real office. Mm-hmm. So the week of March 4th, we're looking for office space, and we'll be renting an office. And then we're going to focus on helping the organization become financially stable. Mm-hmm. So we'll be doing a lot of development work so that the organization can create enough income to fund not only its overhead, its operating expenses, but we have a whole list of programs and initiatives that we want to undertake. For example, we want to present a course called Transformational Story 101 that will basically give people all of the tools and understanding that they need in order to create transformational story. We also have a course that we want to develop for children called Creativity, Imagination, and Story.
Uh-huh.
We have a petition called The Audience is Ready, and we want to get 2 million people to electronically sign this petition so we can circulate it to the gatekeepers of Hollywood and basically say to them, the audience is real, the audience is called the cultural creatives, and they are ready for the kind of programming that speaks to the universal, archetypal, holistic, humanistic values that are common to all of us.
Right.
That's incredible.
We want to show them.
That's incredible, and I would absolutely love to help in any way possible.
Yeah.
So,
fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
And Global Alliance for Transformational Entertainment, also known as GATE. Where can people find more information about you?
Our website is gatecommunity.org. That's gatecommunity.org.
Okay.
Now, can people go on and donate on the site, or do they contact
you? They can.
Okay.
They can donate. They can sign up to become volunteers. They can join the organization. We will soon be releasing a new membership program. And throughout this year, in addition to all of our development activities, we'll be doing screenings. We'll be doing workshops, seminars, and other smaller events to grow the community.
Right.
That's fantastic.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. And,
absolutely. Yeah, thank you.
Fascinating stuff. Everybody go to gatecommunity.org and check it out. There's a lot of information on there. And, and all the best to you.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you guys very much. I hope our paths cross again soon.
Absolutely. Sure. And thank you for creating this amazing thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Be well.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You're going to think this, whatever, Brigetta, but, everything he just said, I knew he was going to say, this is so weird. Couple years ago, there's something that I was interested in doing,
uh-huh.
and that I was supposed to, meet, I know I'm already working with him.
Really?
I know it's so weird, yeah.
Wow.
It's really weird. Anyway.
Yeah. You really like this stuff. I mean, that's good. You should be involved with it. You
well,
know?
I have this whole program that I wanted to do with, kids. And for, we had this whole program, written out. And I was going to make it a show. And I'm like, what could I do to get it out there, instantly? You know, I don't want to have to go through all the, years of trying to get the word out. I just want to, do it, create a show around it, and then boom. It's a, organization that, everyone knows
that's
because of the
true.
Show. But anyway, I don't feel like I don't know where I came from. I'm just going to...
You've got too much on your plate, you know?
Speaking of plates, guess what I have again today?
What do you have? More food?
Yum, yum, yum. I will not chomp on air. I did not chomp on air yesterday. But
yes, you did. The whole show you were chewing.
But no one knew until I was saying. I just want to explain how good the good cookies and beyond are. And because I plug them so much, you, the good cookies and beyond in Torrance, should really give me boxes of your amazing gluten-free cookies.
Absolutely. Everybody should give you things.
I love them so much. Why not?
Yeah.
I'm going to contact them, actually, today. And they should ship them here for me to have as breakfast every day.
Yeah.
And they're not that bad for you. They're only 107 calories per cookie.
That's all? How many are you having?
5.
Wow.
Maybe more.
Yeah. They'll be your breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm. That lasted all day.
Yeah.
Oh, God, they're so good.
Cool. Well, did you hear about this gynecologist in Baltimore?
What?
Yeah. And he's
been talking bad about my
student? He's been accused of secretly photographing his patients.
Stop it.
He's a gynecologist.
No.
I mean, you think that you'd think he sees enough vagina, right?
No way. Oh my God. Where? It has to be like Dundalk area. No, tell me. I
have
to know.
No idea. It doesn't say. It's actually a video.
That is disgusting.
But I was reading about it.
How did they find out? Like a secretary went in like his computer or drawer and then found them?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll let you know more when I find out about it.
Or was there a peeping Tom hole?
It's probably going to be in the paper today, so I'll read about it and I'll let you know tomorrow.
Is he like a watcher? So like, I don't know, I'm wondering. Like go get dressed and then you leave the room and there's like a hole that's like right there.
Probably, yeah.
Like in a poster.
Like yeah.
Like the vajayjay hole on the poster is really a peephole.
Either that, yeah. Or maybe his clock or his picture on the wall has a camera there, you know.
Oh, my God. Somebody needs to go there.
Yeah.
And in the back alley, because, by the way, Baltimore is very redneck. He's going to get his ass beat. Totally. He deserves it.
Yeah. Wow, man. I mean, I just can't believe.
Wow.
You know, it's like you go to a gynecologist, someone who you're supposed to trust.
Ew. And they're like, oh,
you're
inside
so vulnerable
you. Oh,
there.
Oh, that's disgusting. Okay, can we change the subject? This is just gross. Like, I'm wounded right now thinking of it.
Well, yeah, I just figured women might want to know about this, you know?
Yeah.
Just be careful.
Well, clearly everyone knows about it because now it's all over the news. Wait, what's his name? Let's.
I don't know. I just closed the screen.
Oh.
Doesn't matter.
I want a dirty dog's name. Okay. I mean, that came out wrong. Bad mouth his name, which came out completely wrong. Did not mean that. Let me just finish my cookie.
Yeah. So, okay, well, there's a lot of stuff I wanted to talk about.
Oscar
Pistorius, the guy that killed his girlfriend in South Africa, right? Well, he's out on bail now, and now they're starting to put holes in the theory that he murdered her, you know?
No, really? You think so? Of course he did.
No, I mean, he shot her, but they don't know that he murdered her. He claims that it was a mistaken identity type of a thing,
okay,
where he thought it was an intruder.
I will say that one time that did happen. No, I will say, in all honesty, I almost killed my girlfriend not meaning to.
Really?
Okay, so when I lived...
With a gun?
No, I don't have a gun.
Good.
It was a sword. This is what happened. Okay, so my girlfriend was visiting me from Australia, and I forgot she was there because she was only there for like a day or two.
Right.
And I heard this noise, and I have like crazy hearing too. So I was in my room, and my place was also haunted. So I was like, well, it's either a ghost or someone's really in the house. And I also had this premonition for years that these people were going to come in and raid my place and like steal my stuff. And like it was just bad. And it was a reoccurring dream. So I always tried to avoid the dream.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, and actually something weird did happen eventually. But anyway, so I heard this noise and I was like, oh, someone's in there. And I get scared, so I do sleep with swords sometimes under my bed.
Really?
Yes. And yes, I do have swords because I collect them. And they're samurai swords, by the way.
Yeah.
So this makes no sense.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had a samurai sword in my room. It was behind the door. And I heard a noise and I came out with it like in my hands, like close to my face. And I was like, oh my God, this is actually happening. Like, I have to turn the corner and like stab them. Oh my God. Because then I heard something drop and I was like, oh, someone's really here.
Yeah.
Of course, my dogs are laying on the bed like, whatever. We don't care. And I'm like, useless. Like, are you kidding me? And so I'm like, oh my God. So then I hear like the door, I see the doorknob like turn. And I was like, oh shit. So then I get back and I'm ready to like stab and I pull it back and she walks in and I was like, ah, and she's like, ah, and I almost drew the sword into her stomach. Like I was all ready. Like I'm going to do this. This is happening right now. Yeah.
I know. People make mistakes
like
that.
I was so scared.
Lot,
no, but I mean, I waited first, you know, just to make sure that it was like, that I'm looking in the eyes and I was already like, I'm going to look this person in the eye as I stab them through the stomach.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even sure if it was that strong to even pierce through a stomach.
Yeah.
I was just hoping that it would. Like, I really don't know. Watch just, like, nick your skin. Like, I really have no idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This was all going through my head at that time. But obviously, I didn't do it. And she was so freaked out. She's like, oh, my God, you almost chopped me. Like, you literally almost killed me. Wow. So, I understand that. But I don't understand the fact, like, okay, it's a gun, so it's different. Quick hand, happy, you know.
Right. But he... Yeah, it wasn't really a quick hand. I mean, the thing is, he went and shot through the bathroom door.
Okay.
You know,
see, a robber doesn't go to your toilet. I'm sorry. They don't come into your house.
Maybe to hide, you
know? They don't come in your house and go straight for the shitter.
And lock
that doesn't happen.
Lock themselves in the bathroom.
No. Like, let me go take a dump first before I rob the whole place. Seriously?
Right, yeah.
So, okay, he knew she was in there.
Right.
You know, so, okay, guilty. Guilty. Book him. Sign him.
Yeah. So you think he's guilty?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know I do, too.
Really?
But we, you know, I just don't believe in judging people in the public eye until, you know.
I do.
Well, but, you know, I mean, the thing is that everybody's got their day in court.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really thought that I would shoot someone on the shitter. Seriously. You know what I mean? Like, that, like, because that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot through a door because I hear someone on my toilet. That doesn't make any sense. That makes no sense.
I know.
You would.
Besides, that's the only story he would come up with. He could come up
and
with.
And that is ridiculous. So, therefore, I mean, think about this. This is just completely asinine.
Right. No, I know. I know.
Guilty.
But...
as charged. Next.
But I don't know. I mean, what if you shoot someone accidentally? Don't you still go
to
prison?
You don't shoot someone through a bathroom door accidentally.
No, but I'm saying, let's say...
If it's premeditated, then it would depend on how... If it would be first degree or second degree. It's still murder.
Right.
No matter how you look at it, it's still murder.
No, it's not first murder. Degree,
he killed her.
Yeah, but you can kill someone without murdering them.
Okay,
you know?
But it's still... You, what do you mean without murdering them? You killed them. You're dead.
Yeah, but... But murder has to have, like, sort of, like, the understanding.
It could be premeditated, or it could have been not. So it's a matter of first degree or second degree. And there's a big difference there.
But there's also
huge, intention, or there's manslaughter,
there's
which is totally different.
Intention also. You know, I mean, if you plan to kill
exactly.
them.
Intention is premeditated. Like,
right. I know. But I can't imagine they would put someone in prison if they found that he only killed her by accident, though, do you?
No, you would still go, absolutely.
You think so?
Yes, you would. Oh, yeah, you killed somebody.
Yeah.
Yes, they're still going to, it would be considered manslaughter. For example, I have a friend who was in the military, actually. And her people, they were drinking and driving. And she took over the car for the person that was really drunk. And she had only had like 2 drinks. And but it was still in her system.
Right.
And she wasn't drunk. But she wound up hitting something in the road. It was raining and missed and hit a tree and they flew through the car and she killed everyone but herself.
Wow.
It was an accident.
Right.
They, I don't know, her blood alcohol level was just over the limit, but because it was like, you know, 0.08 was Marilyn, might have been 0.06. She was like 0.07.
Right.
It was like 1 over, but because it was in her system, they didn't care. And she was in the military and she was in the Air Force. I'm sorry, is what it was. And she had to go to jail.
Really?
Yeah, it was manslaughter.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you're drunk and you're taking people in your car,
But it was 1 point over. It's the same situation. You kill someone who's in your bathroom. Come on. You're like trigger happy.
That's what I'm saying.
And
that's manslaughter.
It's not murder. You still killed them. It's still murder in a way. Yes, it is. They're still dead. They're still not breathing. They're still in the soil.
Yeah, but I mean,
they're still decomposing bodies.
If you didn't intend to do that, you know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, just imagine you waking up in the middle of the night shooting your boyfriend or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you think it's a burglar.
By the way, he's sitting right here in the studio. So, like, thank you, Sam. No, but I like, that's the thing is, like, you need to, like, Okay, going through that program, at least for me, like I did a program called Shoot, Don't Shoot. And it's a program where it's like you learn when to shoot and when not to. Right. And you have to wait, which is why, like, you know, I could have just acted and stabbed the girl that was coming through the door. You know, I did not knowing it was her, thinking it was like some crazy person trying to rob me.
Right.
You know, and it really seemed like it because of like the way, I mean, I heard like all the stuff break. It was hard for them to get in the door. Right. And I'm like, oh my God, they're really breaking in. Holy shit. And it's like, I don't know, 6 a.m. and I'm half asleep. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, but the thing is like you have, for example, in this program, you can't shoot anyone unless you have a gun pointed at me and your hand's on the trigger and then I have, like, I can point the gun at you,
right.
But I still can't shoot you unless you say, I'm going to shoot you. Then I have a right to shoot you.
Really?
And it's okay. It's up. Yes. There's this
so
whole program on
it. So it's not self-defense if he's just aiming a gun at you?
No.
Are you serious?
Nope. I know, that's crazy.
Yeah,
but it's called,
I can't imagine.
It's called Shoot, Don't Shoot program. Look it up. Google it. Uh-huh. It's part of the Explorer program, which I was involved in. By the way, I was the sergeant of my own squad. Thank you very much. And we won every year in the tournaments.
Okay.
I just thought I'd plug that. I don't even know why. I'm really clearly still drunk. But, no, I did not drive. I was going somewhere with this, and I forgot what I was.
That's
where
okay.
I was going.
No big deal. I forgot.
Next.
Oh, God. So they posted a bond of $114,000, which is really not a lot, you know. But they're saying they don't think he's a flight risk, so whatever, you know.
Right.
It's interesting because they've been interviewing his friends and her friends and stuff, and nobody seems to think that he really is a bad guy, you know, that he murdered
her. Okay. No one thought the gynecologist was a bad guy. He was taking nudie, disgusting photos of his patients. He was delivering babies and playing with himself to your photos.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's just disgusting.
Yeah. I'm telling you, men are fucking disgusting, the shit that they do. You know? I mean, you don't see women doing that stuff.
Yes,
you know?
You do. There are some crazy whack-ass women.
Okay, but there's some. But, you know, it's not... It's
okay.
Definitely rare.
Single white female.
So what about it?
She's crazy. It's based on a true story.
Right.
There's crazy stuff. I mean, it doesn't matter, male or female. Women are just as crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just as crazy. They're the ones that are breaking into celebrity homes to like, oh my God, I touched the toilet, or oh my God, like the whole like celebrity bling ring.
Right.
Whatever that was called. Bling ring, right?
I don't remember that.
Whatever. That whole thing where they went in and broke in a bunch of homes. They're all girls stealing celebrities' jewelry. And going and selling it on eBay. Like, you're not going to get caught. You
but these are not these are not weird things.
They
That's
are weird.
I mean,
there's
a robbery.
How about the crazy girl that stood outside, I forget what celebrity, this is recent, outside their house and was, like, crying and crying because she sweared they loved her. And don't you, like, this was, like, this happens all the time.
Okay.
There's always crazy chicks.
Okay.
So it's both.
But they don't do the crazy shit that men do. I just, you know.
No, women do not pull their pants down and whack off in public, which, by
the
way, I was 10 years old.
Shit.
At the library, I'll never forget that. We went to the library, and my mom took me, and my mom's like, oh, she starts covering my eyes, and I'm like, what? And I look over, and I'm like, oh my God, I saw his pee-pee. And there was this old man who was, like, in the car at, like, the children's library, pants down, wee-wee out, and playing with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Banging his monkey, that was disgusting.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
I was like,
horny men will do crazy shit.
That's true. Women don't, you know, start playing with themselves in public.
Yeah. They don't do that.
No. They don't do that. Yeah, I guess more sex crimes would be men.
Right.
Well, I don't know the statistics.
And sex crimes are weird. You know, they're all fucking weird.
Yeah, but then there's so many other weird things that, like, you know, the majority of, like, that's not true. There's crazy male stalkers that I know. but, I mean, like, a lot of them are psycho women.
Right.
Think about it. Think of the crazy women you've dated and the shit they've done.
Right.
I've had crazy so-called friends who've done insane things to me.
Yeah.
And they're all girls.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, but they're not crimes, are they?
Yes.
They're crimes?
Oh, my God. I had a girl. They'd steal clothes. They steal. Like, they're, like, insane. They're, like, off their rocker. They need their meds.
Yes.
I don't even know what I'm saying. I think I just like debating today.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you something not to debate. Have you heard of Google Glass?
No.
This pair of glasses that has a computer in it.
Oh, I think, yeah.
Like a little screen on the lens, and then you can see it's like a computer. So it's got like a camera.
Oh, yeah, this guy invented it. I think I remember.
It's in Google. I don't know if it's a guy.
No, it was a guy. It was a young guy, and Google bought it from him. I remember reading about it.
Are you sure about that?
6 months ago. Yep. I think we
I didn't hear about anything of that.
Well, I even know what he looks like.
Nothing of the sort.
I even know what he looks like. I do. I remember reading
but
it.
I don't think that Google like reveals who their developers are and shit, you know?
They bought it from some guy.
They bought it from a guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have to check on that.
Go ahead. Continue. No, I swear. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Because I've been reading on it.
I'm going to Google it right now.
I haven't heard anything about a guy.
I'm going to prove you wrong.
Yeah. But it's really cool, you know? And it lets you take pictures. You can take pictures like... on command, and you just talk to it. You go, like, okay, glass, and then you give it a command or something. You, like, take a picture or search on Google or something. You
okay.
know? So this is obviously not available yet, but what Google's going to do is, I guess they invite people to tweet, and then the best tweets are going to qualify for to get one, a pre-release of one, but you still have to pay $1,500 to get it.
What?
Yeah. So you can win. So you're fighting to win for a chance to pay $1,500 to have this thing. But I guess a lot of people would.
That's a really good ploy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like really smart. Like
it is.
You like to win. You're fighting to win a chance to pay
right.
for something.
Yeah.
Like that's really smart marketing.
Although Google doesn't really need the $1,500, I'm sure. But they're doing this so not a lot of people would. So they're not bombarded with this shit, I guess.
Right.
I don't know, but it sounds pretty cool, and we'll see. I mean, people didn't know much about the iPhone before it came out either, and it turned out
to be amazing. But everybody wants what's newer and better.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I found it. Steve Mann invented the iTap digital eyeglass. Booyah, right here on Google. I know what I'm talking about. What?
It's called iTap?
Yes, thank you. Google Glass.
Google Glass.
Steve Mann. Yeah,
oh, wow.
That's right. I told you. I will prove you wrong. I know what I'm talking about.
Stephen Mann. I don't even see one mention of him in here.
Well, look, gottabemobile.com, Google Glass. There's another one, Google Glass by Apple. Patent shows an Apple-made glasses. Google's Project Glass lets technology slip into the background. Anyway, we'll just move on.
Okay.
I just wanted to prove you wrong because I knew it was right.
Okay, well,
I'm still debating.
Yeah, you are debating. Going. What the hell?
I got an answer for everything.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer for the person that keeps calling me over and over again. I've hung it up so many times.
Really?
And I keep calling. It's the same number. I don't know what it is. I think, and I actually think it's T-Mobile that's calling me, which is even weirder.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know. Anyway, finally, I guess the FBI is battling a rash of sexting. I guess people are sending each other pictures, nude pictures, you know, things like that. And, you know, the FBI, you expect them to be a little more decent than this.
Wait, what?
If you're not listening, fuck
I'm listening.
It.
No, there's a number that keeps calling me over and over. It's like psycho. It's like 8 times.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
Okay.
And it was calling his phone, too. We have no idea. I don't. Where's 661?
A mutual friend.
I don't know.
661 is like
Pasadena,
Canyon
right?
Country.
Canyon Country.
Yeah, like Valencia, that sort of area. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, I guess we're done.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Since you're not even paying attention.
I am paying attention.
You're not.
I'm Googling who this weirdo is that keeps calling.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, everyone. Brigetta, get some rest. And we'll see everybody on Monday.
All right.
Been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.